How goes the struggle? Now, if that makes your head go tilt and you're wondering what does that have to do with thriving, then this episode is for you.
Welcome to Thrive in the Future podcast, positive solutions to help you thrive, designing your intentional life, homesteading, gardening, and rediscovering culture and tradition.
At Grow Nut Trees, I have a few Ching chestnuts left. I also have some new resilient chestnuts, as well as a couple of Dunstans, and some unnamed Chinese chestnuts. Also hazelnut, comfrey, mulberry cuttings, and elderberry. That's at grownuttrees.com. Welcome back to Thrive in the Future. Perpend, David, who I started the podcast with, became an Orthodox monk and is now a novice monk at the Monastery of St. John in California. As he was traveling from monastery to monastery throughout America, he occasionally was back in Kansas. The last time was in September 2023, and he would greet me and others with a greeting that he likely learned in his travels. Instead of saying, "Hi, how are you?" he would say, "How goes the struggle?" Instead of giving the usual response of, "I am fine," you would think about it for a moment, and that led to more real and heartfelt conversations. In Orthodox Christianity, there's a prayer, "Help the Orthodox Christians to struggle," not "Help us get through the struggle," not "Help us not to struggle." And if you're saying to yourself, "That's un-American," then you have lost touch with your history and tradition. I could go on for paragraphs here about how we have lost this touchstone of our human existence. We knew this just 100 years ago. The janitor knew that he was a janitor and measured where he was in the world. He would hope and prepare his children to have a life better than his, but he knew where he was. In modern days, through credit, the janitor thinks he can drive that fancy car. And how do I know? Because I was a janitor's, groundskeeper's, air quote, kid. I visited the state capitol building at lunch the other day. The motifs and murals are all about manifest destiny. They proclaim that we will somehow expand and conquer the land. And even the wokes inherently know that when they call for a struggle. The struggle is real. But they're struggling for utopia, and that will never come. And likewise, too many people today are looking for a utopia. We watch TV or a movie and cheer when the hero goes through trials and comes out the victor at the end. We respond to these because the hero's journey stories are in our DNA. But now we watch the hero's journey story, and we do not want to experience trials and struggles of ourselves. Instead, we grumble, complain, and take meds when we're called to the hero's journey. We need to struggle. We need the hero's journey. So I'm recording this episode in the end of week four, I think it is, of Great Lent. We just passed the midpoint between the start of Lent and Pascha, Easter, which this year is on April 20th. And the West and the East have Easter on the same day this year, which is unusual because Orthodox Pascha or Easter is usually a week or two later. Lent for the Orthodox is 40 days of fasting plus 1 week of Holy Week. The fast is much more than other Christian traditions. You abstain from meat, fish, dairy, eggs, and most of the time wine and rich oils like olive oil. And that's every single day. That's not just fasting on Friday. And sorry, there's no Friday fish fries. The purpose of Lent is to examine yourself through prayer and counsel and in ways that are not possible if you are well fed. As Proverbs 30:8-9 says, "Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food allotted to me, lest I be full and deny you, and I say, 'Who is the Lord?' or lest I be poor and steal and profane the name of my God." So basically, if you're full, you're probably not all that spiritually attuned, and if you're poor and really hungry, then you're going to grumble. The Lord's Prayer says, "Give us this day our daily bread," not "bless us all at the all-you-can-eat buffet." So there's a seasonality to this as well. These were known as the weeks of want, a historical time at the end of winter where your stored food ran low and you could only do minimal foraging in the woods, and the new crops have not come in yet. Maybe we'll get back to living locally. Localism, or as Andy Hickman says, yokelism. He had a post recently that said, "Localism is a pointless fantasy." It lacks the poetry necessary to achieve its stated aim. The real thing would be more akin to yokelism, limiting one's own perspective so radically that they become illegible outside their own locality. So what the heck does this have to do with thriving? You may say to yourself, that doesn't sound like thriving. But I disagree. Thriving is designing your intentional life. That includes celebrating the good times, but also preparing for upset, for down times, and to help others as they go through their own struggle and tough times. That is the human equation. Way back in episode 13, we talked about, so you want a parallel economy. We talked about Solzhenitsyn and Havel. We talked about Vaclav Havel's solution to totalitarianism. In the waning days of the Soviet Communist Empire, Vaclav Havel encouraged citizens in Czechoslovakia to get together for community, for picnics, for art, to rediscover community. And this overcomes isolationism. And isolationism is something that we struggle with now. We're more connected, well, electronically, than ever, yet we are completely alone. How goes the struggle? Try this greeting out with your friends and at church gatherings. It will cut through the cheery veneer, and it'll lead to some interesting conversations. Or it will make people really upset. At least you will be having crucial conversations instead of mundane, empty ones. Take care, everybody. If you like this content, then do something about it. Go buy stuff on our stuff page. Go to grownuttrees.com and buy some trees. Or shoot us a tip on Venmo or Cash App. Or go join my Substack and become a subscriber. I also publish my stuff out there. Podcasting ain't free. It costs money with hosting. It costs money with time. So show your appreciation. Take care, everybody. Thank you for listening to Thrive in the Future podcast. If you like what you hear, please click that like or subscribe button in your favorite podcast app. Follow us on Twitter @ThriveInTheFute and also go to thriveinthefuture.com.